الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the Sahih Karima, as we've benefited greatly from our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, that first it is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ, remind. And this is all what Deen is about. It's a reminder. Deen is nothing new. Deen really is the old Deen. If we read the Quran Sharif also, after we have completed it, now some other kitab, no other kitab. The best of amal, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, al-hal wal-murtahil, that when you complete, you start again. So again we will start, where we finish, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, we start again, alif lam mim, thalika al-kitabu la rayba fi. So it will carry on. And also our hadith kitabs, no new hadith kitabs. The old one, which are the famous hadith kitabs, those are the basis, the solid basis of our deen. So we have to be reminded of the same thing over and over. The thing is not, or even like in jamaat work, we read Fadaili Amal. We have finished it one time, now new kitab. No new kitab, same kitab again. Keep on reading it. And the thing is not a matter of how many times we read, but how much amal has come into our lives. That is the important thing. Quran Sharif also, how much we read, but how much of the teachings of the Quran Sharif has come into our lives. That we have to see. So this is a reminder. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For definitely this reminder is beneficial for the believers. Allah make us all from amongst the believers, inshallah. So that means Allah is declaring that it will be beneficial. Our Shaykh rahimahullah used to say, sometimes it comes on the tongue of the people of knowledge also, Ahle Ilm, that what's the use of telling people? Because nobody listens, nobody makes amal. So he says this is a very dangerous word to say. That what's the use of telling people? Nobody listens, nobody makes amal. Because Allah, the most supreme, the most high, the greatest, the most knowledgeable, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that the reminder is beneficial for the believers. So when Allah declares that it is beneficial, who are we to say that it's not beneficial? And our Shaykh rahimahullah, jazahumullah khair, should also explain that if you think that people are not benefiting, they are not listening, but when you speak, you yourself are listening. And like presently I'm sitting here and I'm speaking, of all my ears are the closest to my mouth, so these words that come out go into my ears first. You people are sitting 1.5 meter away, 5 meters away, further, 10 meters, 15 meters away. But you yourself, you are the closest. So you will benefit. And that is the real object. One great buzurg of ours, his bayans used to be such. And we all take a lesson from this, myself, we all. So people should benefit a lot from his bayans. So if somebody asked him, how come your bayans, people benefit so much? So he says, whenever I make bayan, I make this niyat that my sami'een, the people who are listening to me, must become better than me. So if we make that niyat always, whenever we make a bayan, that my listeners must become better than me. I am sacrificing for deen, they must give more sacrifice. I got so much yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala akhirat, they must have more. Then inshallah, that bayan will be very, very beneficial, inshallah. Also, while we are on the subject, what is also very beneficial is to read Surah Ikhlas. Allah will grant us Ikhlas. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him, has taught us a beautiful dua from the Hadith Kitab Kanzul Ummal. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us that a person who reads this dua, very short dua, try and read it before Bayan, then he will have 100% ikhlas. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. A person who reads that dua according to the hadith, he will be saved from all types of riya, the small, the big of it, every way he will be saved. And if there's ikhlas in a bayan, then of course the person himself will benefit, others will also benefit. And also we should try and read the ayat if the time permits. And we should try and do it before time. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The whole ayat, try and read that inshallah. So this reminder is very beneficial always. فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala make it that we take full advantage, we benefit fully. One thing that is important to remind ourselves of is, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, Allah blessed us with, and people kept their rosas, alhamdulillah. Those who were ill or had valid excuses are different, but by and large, the whole ummah kept rosa. And it's also just for encouragement also, and to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Most of us, or perhaps none of us, were tested with those long and difficult, and rosas of extreme heat. For example, the small island Reunion, where they usually have their volcanoes erupting. For the first time, they say in their history, two volcanoes erupted. And from near the beginning or in the beginning or before Ramzan, but a long time, and it's still carrying on till now. And they say in the history of Reunion, this never happened. And that lava that comes out, it flows and goes into the sea, and it gives off a lot of heat. They say the whole month, Ramadan, they had about 40 degrees centigrade, the heat was. It is hot there, but with this volcano, even more hot. But alhamdulillah, people kept their rosas. Small children kept their rosas. Old people kept their rosas. Sickly people kept their rosas. But it was a challenge. But they kept it. So for most of us, Allah made it easy. The rosa was not that difficult. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala accept. But the important thing now is that with Ramzan getting finished, our rosas mustn't come to an end also. Though the other rosas are not farz, but we should try and keep the rosas. For the six rosas of Shawwal, we're not necessary to keep them. One after the other consecutively, that is from the second till the seventh, six rosas. No, we can spread it out in the month. And try and keep, Allah give us tawfiq. Monday, Thursday, rosas are encouraged. Ayyam-e-Bil, today is the 14th of Shawwal. So when we kept 30 rosas consecutively, every day we kept rosas, what is it difficult to keep another six? And if we keep that six according to the hadith, kannama siyamat dahr kullah. It's like a person who kept rosas the whole year. And the explanation which is given is that 50 rosas of Ramadan, and it is even more, but the minimum Allah multiplies by 10 is 300. And this 60 six rosas multiplied by 10 is 60. So it is like you kept rosas the whole year. How fortunate that person. Just by keeping six more rosas, it is the rewards you will get. It's like you kept rosa fasted throughout the year. And inshallah, together with the rewards of it, the sawab, there will be much more also. All the benefits which are of rosa. Many people who are in the medical field, for example, they have explained the great benefits of fasting, not only as a spiritual, but from a medical point, health point of view. For example, one good friend of ours, he has passed away. Allah give Jannah to all our marhumin. and Allah guide us also. He said that he had a weight problem, so he went to a dietitian. And the dietitian told that you people, for your health, have been prescribed the greatest thing possible. That is the 30 rozas of Ramadan. So it is so, they acknowledge the benefit. In another aspect of our health, and another aspect, what they call a very senior professor, doctor in his field, he says the only solution, the real solution, not only, the real solution for that is to keep 30 fasts consecutively during the year. So for many, many things, the fasting is very, very beneficial. So if we fast the 6 rozas, like the whole year, then Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Zulqa'dah will come, then Zulhijjah, and the first 9 days, which are normally referred to as the first 10, but it is really the first 9 days to fast. On the 10th to fast, of course, is haram, is the day of Eid, Eidul Adha, and to fast on the days of Eid is haram. But that 9 rozas, each roza is like fasting the whole year. So all these great, great opportunities are coming. Then in Muharram, the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th, to keep those rozas again. So Allah make it that Allah give us from Ramadan, we don't just cut off there, but we try and carry on. Then every month if we can keep Monday, Thursdays, Ayyam-e-Bid, Alhamdulillah, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another great ibadat, which is connected with Ramadan also, and which we were engaged with, is Quran Sharif. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. And in many ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala stresses the importance of tilawat. And tilawat is just to read. And in the hadith also, the reading of the Quran Sharif, the rewards are very, very, very great. For example, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min Rabbi," to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, make tilawat of Quran Sharif. So each one of us see that how much of Quran Sharif tilawat is in my life. If for Ramadan also, the bare minimum is in Ramadan to make at least 1 khatam. But today, Alhamdulillah, there are people who are making plenty khatams. Just for our encouragement, and Allah make that we get encouraged. Well, there is one Maulana, Ahmad Tamim of America. He was here in Ramadan also. And from he's working with the refugees, the Gaza refugees in Egypt. Those refugees who are coming from Gaza, and they are there in Egypt. They are in many places different, but he's working with them who are in Egypt. In the last Ashara, the last 10 days, nights of Ramadan, he went there to go and do his work with them. He says on one day, they had decided that as many Huffaz are in that refugee camp, they will be reading Quran Sharif and make Khatam in one day. So they started after Fajr. And he says some completed by Dhuhr, the whole Quran Sharif. Others completed by Maghrib, by Iftari time. Amongst them, he says, this is for our encouragement, there was a 9-year-old girl also who finished the Quran Sharif in one sitting. And a 75-year-old man also. So just see, 100 of them. And to listen to them were at least another 100 who were listening. Sometimes maybe there will be 2 listeners, 3 listeners, but at least 1 listener there will be. So how much of engagement with Quran Sharif. And then very inspiring, and Allah let us also, give us also tawfiq. He said there were 3 young girls who completed by Dhuhr, and not one mistake. In the whole reading of the Quran Sharif, not one mistake, and they completed by Dhuhr. So see how much this will help us also, that if we think that I did a lot in Ramadan, I made a lot of ibadat, I made a lot of khatams of Quran Sharif, then this inshallah will help us to cut us down to size. and that we don't think that I have done too much. How much we did? Shukr to Allah. But we should try and do much more than that also. So alhamdulillah, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq. Another thing is that in Ramadan, many, many people got up for tahajjud. Sehri, we all have to get up. And even if you read two rakats of tahajjud. So if we can, try and keep up with our tahajjud. Don't now abandon it. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam referred to a certain person and said that he told another sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, don't be like that person. He used to do qiyam al-layl, tahajjud, and now he has given it up. So let us not give it up. If it is difficult for us, especially as students, and we should be giving preference to our ta'aleem, to our learning, then make it after Isha. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, explained that the time of tahajjud starts after Isha namaz is complete. And Isha namaz basically is the four farad of Isha and the two sunnat muakkada. I'm speaking from the Hanafi point of view. That is basically, we must try and read all the other sunnahs, everything. But basically that is what is Isha namaz. So the minute you have finished your four farad of Isha, the two sunnat muakkada, then the time of Isha starts, time of tahajjud starts already. That is the awwal time. The best time is the last sixth of the night. The later part of the night, about 1-2 hours before Fajr time comes in. That is the best time. But this is already. And if you read namaz here with the niyat of tahajjud, you will get the sawab of tahajjud. Though it won't be as much as that, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, like a person, one person just eats sandwiches and he fills his stomach. One person eats biryani and he fills his stomach. Both of them, the stomachs are full. But one ate sandwiches, one ate biryani. So the person who makes tahajjud after Isha is like he ate sandwiches. But also his stomach will get full. And the one who makes tahajjud at tahajjud time, what we call, the last part of the night, that person is like he ate biryani, that kind of tahajjud. So, but even as student, after our Isha, we make our farad. We make two sunnat muakkada, and many don't make any nafal. And if some do make nafal, but just add the niyat of tahajjud in there. And our tahajjud will be there. And there are many people who from the age of 5, they were making tahajjud. Many, there are such who used to get up at tahajjud time. But the others, after faras, they used to read. And mashallah, there are those people that from the age of 5, they are regular with their namazes. Allah make it that we try at least by 7, by 9, then we should be. And by 12, don't stop, make sure our children, our brothers, our sisters, our connection, that every person from the age of 12, because the actual age is 15, which is normally told, but there are people who become baligh from the age of 12. And Shariat acknowledges the bulugh of a person from the age of 12. So from that age, they're making their namazes. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So tilawat of Quran Sharif. Another very important aspect is dua. Ramzan, we try and devote ourselves, especially we see generally people are engaged in dua before iftari. And that time, the time before sunset, before maghrib, is a time throughout the year where duas are readily accepted. In Ramadan, even more. And on the day of Jumu'ah, that is what we call Thursday, that time before when Jummah will be like last night, that time before sunset, those times du'as are readily very, very, very accepted. So try and give some time for du'a. If we're getting up for tahajjud, alhamdulillah, that time, the time between adhan and iqama, tadbir, those, that time also du'as are readily accepted. So let each one of us see which is my slot, my time for dua. Have I got a certain specific time that I make my dua? Or perhaps I don't make any dua at all. Nowhere I make dua. Each one of us think for ourselves. Are we asking Allah Ta'ala? Just to give you a little insight of that, going a bit too long, but anyway, there was a person who was born in a Christian home, and he was like a staunch Christian in the sense that he used to go to church every Sunday with the family. But he says, really, I was an atheist. I did not believe in God at all, Trinity or anything. I did not believe. And the reason for that, he was a very big doctor, a very learned doctor in his field. He says, whatever I wanted, I made the effort and I got it. I didn't have to, God didn't do anything for me. If I wanted more money, for example, he says, I worked harder, I got more money. If I wanted some gadget, something, I went and purchased it. I installed it myself, I got somebody to install it for me. I got it done. So God is not doing anything for me, he thought. And because of that, he did not believe in God, though he was going to church regularly. Very particular, the family was going, they should take him also, all should go. But he says then a baby girl was born to him. And at the time of birth already, she couldn't breathe. She was suffering no oxygen. And her body turned blue. So the doctors told him, this child will not be live another few seconds also. And there is nothing we can do for the child. At that time, Allah put it in his heart, and there was a prayer room in the hospital. Whatever kind of prayer room it was, he went there, and how we make sajda, he went in that position, he says. And for 20 minutes, he pleaded, oh God, oh Allah, if you are there, then you help save my daughter. 20 minutes, how he must have pleaded. Now he turned to a creator. Now he turned to a being that controls all matters. And so this is that dua. And with what sincerity he must have made it. He came back to the ward. Doctor said, miracle. She's 100% normal. Nothing wrong. Just now, they told her she's going to die in a few seconds, not even minutes. And now they said she needs no treatment, no therapy, nothing whatsoever. And she's fine for life. Then he went to the Bible now. And to study the Bible. But he found so many contradictions in the Bible. Like, for example, they say Isa is God also, and they say he's the son of God also. So how can you be both? How can you be a father also, and you yourself are your own son also? There were contradictions very clear to him. So he didn't. Then he studied the Quran Sharif. And he got all his answers. He accepted Islam. Then he relocated to Medina Sharif and he stayed there for his whole life. And he wrote kitabs by which thousands of people accepted Islam. So that is dua, to turn to Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq also. And then zikr of Allah. And then there are a few more things which need more explanation, but time running out. Another aspect very important, that we as students, we have come here to the madrasa. For what have we come? To study. So let us devote ourselves to our studies. And the most important thing is, which we must never lose sight of, is our iman. That is the most important. And iman, a person loses his iman. There are many things, but I will just mention one or two, which are so common amongst us, is istihza bid-deen, to make a joke and mockery out of the smallest part of deen. If anyone makes a joke out of the beard, that goats keep beard, and we smile at that, it's a very, very dangerous situation. Or the niqab for women, that women in niqab look like spooks, and we laugh at that, or we smile at that. Very, very dangerous for our iman. And today, with the phone, and we must try and avoid the phone, especially as students. People who are in etiquette, which means seclusion and means total, you're turning to Allah Ta'ala only. Then we should be avoid all that. A student of deen, we find our akabir, that letters they got from home, they should not reply the whole, they shouldn't read it also. End of the year, after all the imtihan is finished, then they should take it out and start reading it. Letters of 10 months, 12 months ago, 8 months ago, now they should no contact with home at all. We have got, they are present here now with us. They are pre-people who went and studied those days. We had to go to India, Deoband, to go and study. And they studied there, they stayed 6 years, 7, some 10 years, they didn't come home. And that time, of course, there was no cell phone also. No contact with home also. And letters used to take at least 3 weeks to come. And that is if you write letters. And those who are so devoted, so really a student, what he studies, he should Allah give us. And ilm comes to a person when he gives him whole self to knowledge. Then he gets a part of knowledge. Just sursari, superficial connection with ilm, we don't get the real knowledge. So, and there are many more aspects which inshallah we'll try and cover as we go during the year. Then there is another very, very important aspect which we all must pay attention to, concern, have fikr. And the least that we can do is dua again. That is the condition of the people of Gaza. That what difficulties they are going through. The same what I mentioned in Egypt, that refugee camp, that Maulana Ahmad Tamim, he writes that in one day they received 100 refugees that came from Gaza, and each one of them was an amputee. That is, some part of his body was amputated. Either his hand, fingers, legs, toes, some part of his body was amputated. 100 of them came. And all amputees. Oh, what's the condition? There are those there, and just now was the winter season, and it snows there. And they are living in tents. They haven't got even homes. With the cold, some of them, their toes just fell off because of the cold. They've got that problem. Then they've got the Israelis who are always bombing them, etc. So they got that problem. How much du'as are we making? Well, I think for myself that today from last night, Maghrib time till now, did I even make one dua for them? Have I thought about them? And the Muslim Ummat, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has declared, is like one body. If any one part of the body gets any pain or anything, the whole body is affected by that. How much are we doing for that? So, and not only that, in Sudan, the Muslims who are there, how they are being slaughtered, killed. The people who are in Nigeria and the surrounding countries, there also Muslims are going through great, great difficulty. The Chinese Muslims, we must be very, very worried about them. There, from the security department of the government, a person will just pitch up at home and said I'm from the government as a security man and I'm going to be staying in this house. And by law, he has to be permitted to stay. And not only stay there, he must see to it that they don't keep any roza. He must see to it that they eat pork, they drink wine, and even up to committing adultery. All that, so what are they going through? So we must be concerned. Masjid al-Aqsa is closed, they say, since you don't know when. One guard of Masjid al-Aqsa is crying that the last Ashara, at least, Muslims of the world used to go and make atikaf there. Tilawat, namaz, all the hustle, bustle of the mu'takifin. This year, 10 drop silence. Not one adhan, not one Allahu Akbar. How much am I worried? What have I done? What am I doing? So all this, and then the Middle East condition, which is very confusing, but at least we can make dua that Allah Ta'ala eases it and helps the Muslims. So all this, Allah give us tawfiq. inshallah. So let us move in this way and have these concerns, inshallah.